broke camp around 6 o'clock in the morning, once the first rays of light came out over the trees. Probably could have left a little earlier, certainly before the commuter traffic started to block up our route of escape, but, well, you know, Droops and I, we'd been talking pretty late into the night previously, and we needed the few hours, the few minutes that we could snatch from the back seat, from the front seat, trying to avoid looking like we had been traveling for days, which of course we had. Weren't sure where we were going, weren't even sure how this whole messy trip got started, when the starting gun happened, when we said the wrong thing, when we took the wrong poetic license at the critical juncture, talking with people who perhaps were a little more equipped to make us think like they were than we were them. You can live for a long time off of water and fear, a couple rest stops, a few fast food joints, but all I know is this. When Droops and I looked out west, we thought, you know, behind a screen it's different. Everything about the internet wants to make itself feel like real life, wants to make itself act real, no real. People may hide, but they want to hide behind personas that are as real as anything you'd bump into on the street, anything you'd find walking down your neighborhood sidewalks. When I first met Droops, of course, he was a man who just wanted something to say to people. Wasn't afraid to take up his microphone, call out to the world, call out to people who he'd never known, become their best friends, and give them the kind of advice you'd only want to leak over to your buddy in his darkest depths when he was lost for any kind of knowledge and needed yours. But now, a time-honored master of the craft of the spoken word, Droops was looking for new horizons, and he pulled me along with it. I don't even know the name of the town when we finally stopped, but I do remember this. I remember that it had long seen its best days, perhaps it even seen its worst days. Now it was just lying alone, forgotten, dust-filled. Someone's memories, someone else's dreams, colliding into a beautiful, endless landscape of blue sky and forgotten meaning. Droops stumbled on out of the car, leaving it door ajar, not like anyone was going to steal it anytime soon. And I stumbled after him, calling his name, asking him, "Why, Droops, why are we here? Why are we here anywhere else? I thought that we were going to speak at the cities. I thought we were going to go to the centers, the people. I thought at least we'd go to places where people lived and thought and dreamed, and we'd join those thoughts and those dreams." Droops just ignored me, just found the highest spot he could, scrambling over rocks and trees. And he stumbled to the top of that hill and looked out over the horizon as the sun started to set. And I said, Droops, what is it?" And Droops said, "Jason, do you think they'll remember?" And I said, "Droops, remember what?" And he said, "Do you think they'll remember us? Do you think they'll remember our voices? Do you think they'll remember what we were trying to say? Why we recorded ourselves? Why we thought that what we had to say was the most important thing in the world? And why we thought that it would make a difference to everyone one day?" He fell to his knees and looked out over the horizon and said, "You know, they're just words. They're just what we're thinking. They're just what we're feeling. We want people to know. You think they'll ever know?" I kind of walked up to him and I held him. And I said, "Droops, don't worry. Life brings what it brings. But at least we know that at least once we shouted out to the heavens. We said our piece.